Retail giant Shopko is closing about 250 stores across the country after filing for bankruptcy in January. Two dozen of those stores are in Iowa. As IPR's Katie Pikus reports, the closure of these general merchandise stores is going to hit rural Iowa pretty hard.
Di Lenz lives about 10 miles outside of Onawa, a city of 3,000 people in western Iowa. She browses the aisles at the Onawa Shopko hometown store at least twice a week.
So many times when I go out there, I can find whatever I need, from shoes to clothes to jewelry to makeup, kitchen goods, housewares.
When the Onawa store closes for good in mid-April, she'll have to drive 45 minutes north to Sioux City to get a lot of those things. Len says she's devastated.
I work two jobs and I just really don't have time to be inconvenienced to go elsewhere to buy the things that I need.
Lenz is not the only one who's unhappy. More than 1,200 people have signed an online petition to keep the Onawa Shopko open. There's even a paper copy in the store for people to sign. Jen Collison of the Onawa Chamber of Commerce is at Shopko picking up one of the copies to send to corporate. It has signatures from a number of nearby communities.
Tern, Iowa, that's another town that has a secondhand store and a pop machine. So they have nothing. Castana, they have a pub.
Collison launched the petition in January. She says the upcoming closure is crippling, not only for the people who will have to drive farther, but also for the local economy.
If we don't have Shopko, maybe they won't come here to get their medicine filled or to get gas or their groceries. They may go somewhere else, and that's going to hit our economy hard.
Shopko is closing many of its less profitable stores, including Onawa. Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson says these closures are usually the symptom of decline in rural economies, not the cause.
It's more that the region is contracting in population, contracting in purchasing power, and making decisions over time to buy goods and services outside of the economy.
When people leave to shop elsewhere, Swenson says that's when a leakage happens, a sale that could have occurred in one town, but happens in another.
Rural economies, rural communities try to stem their leakages by maintaining or enticing people to shop locally.
That's exactly what another Iowa community where Shopko is closing is hoping to do. At Shopko hometown in Cherokee, a lot of the aisles are empty. The store feels small. This Shopko closes on Saturday. Bill Anderson with Cherokee Area Economic Development says it's a major loss to the community, but he's trying to be positive. He says local businesses have a chance to step up.
Obviously, we're not going to ask a farm store to carry makeup. That doesn't fit within their business model. But we do have a number of great boutiques downtown, ladies' boutiques, that could definitely look at carrying a makeup line. So I do think there's going to be opportunities on Main Street to fulfill some of those needs.
Anderson is also hopeful the owner of Shopko's building will find a new tenant quickly that can meet Cherokee's needs. It's unclear what the owner's plans are, but Dave Swenson from ISU says it's just not economically viable for larger general merchandise stores like Walmart and Target to exist in communities as small as Cherokee or Onawa.
They're not going to, because the threshold population for them to be profitable is just simply very large.
Back in Onawa, Di Lenz says she'll be able to buy trash bags, paper towels, and even birthday cards from her local Dollar General store. But it's no replacement for Shopko. With the petition to keep Shopko still out there, she's holding out hope.
I am very hopeful that this will all be like a Hallmark Christmas movie, and there will be a miracle at the end, and you know, somebody will show up someday and say, hey, we are going to keep this Shopko open because we understand and realize how much it means to this community.
A community that has until mid-April to get its miracle. I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.